charges at the goal. He's got it! Where's the blood? Bruce! Oh, you beauty! Went up and away!
With a quick snap, is he going to bounce through?
No, he can't do that! Long before, look at the puppy! Oh, puppy!
Handball away to Jones. The skipper swings around and kicks another one for the Demons.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
90 minutes to 11, and all thanks to the Epworth Hospital. Epworth is better. Nick Bowen joins us from afl.com.au. G'day, Nick.
G'day, KB. How are you?
Very good. Now, a number of injuries on the weekend. First of all, just touch on Dustin Fletcher, because he's coming up for his 400th game this week in the Dreamtime game. Is there any doubt at all that Dustin can make it for that game?
The Bombers are pretty confident, KB, he'll be right. He's obviously giving his left knee a bit of a tweak in the game on the weekend, but... You know, he's obviously been a very durable character over the journey, and they're pretty confident that he'll be right for the big game this weekend.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed there for Dustin Fletcher. Tyrone Vickery went down. It looked nasty last night.
Yeah, he hyperflexed his knee, KB, and I believe that the Tigers are confident that he's probably only just strained the medial. I've touched base this morning. He's going to have scans mid-morning today. They're pretty confident that it'll be just limited to that medial. But having spoken to Peter Larkins last night, he was saying that they'll be pretty keen to rule out some other damage through those scans, and particularly some sort of cartilage damage. They're hopeful that there won't be more involved with that.
No, he's in an enormous amount of pain, and he really just couldn't even get up off the ground or walk at all, put any pressure on whatsoever. I mean, that stage, I suppose, all of us were thinking the worst, that this is a reconstruction, but... you're suggesting maybe structurally it may be not too bad.
Yeah, look, I think that the Tigers are confident for medial. I think Peter Larkins was telling me that he thought his initial diagnosis was medial more than ACL. And probably, there is a possibility it may only be sort of a 3 to 4 week injury, but we'll certainly know more after scans today.
Brian Lake, he's got a bit of a knee.
Yeah, and it's probably looked a fairly similar incident, Kevin, to the one that kept him out for the 3 weeks leading up to that game. So it's the same left knee. It looks like another a medial sort of injury. Alistair Clarkson was pretty confident after the match that he'd be okay. He obviously returned, happened in the first quarter, returned, played out the game. But he's likely to pull up pretty sore. And I think you'd have to say that if he's in any doubt this weekend, that the Hawks would take the conservative course.
Now, what about Bryce Gibbs? He was playing poorly, then left the field with a back problem.
Yep. I believe he's had some spasm in the sort of lower back hip area. Pulled up pretty sore after the game. Was due to have scans yesterday. Now, the Blues haven't sort of released any information at this point in terms of how those scans sort of went. But certainly, my understanding is he's going to be pretty... restricted in what he can do training-wise early in this week, and it'll be really touch and go as to whether he's right for the big game this Friday night against the Swans, which, as we know, the way the Blues are going now, they really do need him for that game, but he's in a fair bit of doubt, as I understand.
You've got the Swans, Adelaide, Crows, and then they've got a bye, so maybe he can come back after the bye for that Port Adelaide game.
Which
is in round 12. So with that bye looming, if he's got to cook back, he might as well try and get that right. Can't play finals, but he might as well get himself right for the following year. Now, Jackson Trengove, that was an interesting one on last night. He seemed to hurt himself, and he couldn't run, so he actually grabbed Jack Revolt and gave away the free kick, and he kicked a goal. But, I mean, he wanted to do something even though he couldn't run. What was his problem?
Oh, look, he's in a fair bit of duress, KB. He's got an ankle. Now, I've tried to touch base with Port Adelaide to try and get a bit more info this morning and haven't sort of heard back. But he was taken straight to hospital for scans after the game, and Port have already said he's going to miss significant time. So it doesn't sound great. It sounds like it's a relatively serious of ankle injury. So, no one's sure what the result of the scans are at this point in time, but I think Port said last night they'll release more information today, but it looks as though he's going to be sidelined for quite a period of time.
That's going to add to their woes, because he's a very, very important player, Jackson Trengove, and they're really struggling at the moment. Okay, let's have a look at the the match review panel, all thanks to Cromagin, Melbourne's number one solar hot water supplier to the building trade. So there's a number of players in hot water this week. Let's start with Will Minson straight away with the incident with that VFL umpire.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one, KB. But I think that the umpire's been running into, the field umpire running into confer with the goal umpire, as I understand it, and he's run past Will Minson. Now, I've had a look at the footage, and it's, you never get the greatest sort of view sometimes with those, but it looks as though Will's put his hand out to, as you might do to get a teammate's attention or something like that, and made contact with the umpire's back. Now, we all know that that's a no-no, and it's sort of, I think, hard sometimes to get a gauge across, you know, the various tribunals. Obviously, this is the VFL tribunal that will decide this one. So you'd be, I think that obviously the Bulldogs have come out pretty strongly and would be, I imagine, hoping he escapes with a fine. But we saw Andrew Moore in the Port Adelaide's Andrew Moore in the SANFL get a 3-week suspension recently for touching an umpire. His was a bit more of a demonstrative sort of push. I think his story was he's trying to demonstrate what he'd done in a contest with a player. But that was seemed to me to be a bit more of an aggressive action. So I don't think Minson's up for any sort of suspension that length. But I think that there's always that risk, KB, that you might get suspended for a week.
Yes, I just made the point this morning that if you have a look at Greg Williams all those years ago, he got 9 weeks for touching Andrew Coates. And yeah, there wasn't very much in that. I mean, at that stage, you know, it looked like he was looking at denim. But he got 9 weeks. So it'll be interesting just to see whether, you know, over the years, things have changed. We don't want umpires being touched, of course, or you can't strike an umpire or be demonstrative to an umpire, but it'll be interesting just to see how they view this.
It certainly was. I think that there was a stage a while back where it was really, really very strict, and even players who lost sight of the umpire or weren't aware of where they were and ran into them would be facing sort of suspensions or fines. So I think we've sort of certainly seen an easing off in the I suppose the strictness of penalties that have been applied, but again, you know, it seemed like an intentional action by Minson, albeit a fairly innocuous one. So, look, it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
In a word, what about these ones? A fine or suspension? Elliot Yeo?
I think he might get off completely.
Okay, so gets off. Jeremy Cameron, his forceful front-on contact to Kyle Cheney.
I think he'll be okay. He seemed to hit him more with a shoulder than in the shoulder rather than in the head.
Okay, so you're saying getting off?
I think he'll probably get a fine. I think he's very, very lucky that he didn't make significant contact with the head. So I think the major contact with his hip was to Cheney's shoulder. Mm.
Jared McVeigh for striking Langford.
It was really hard to get a good look at that one, KB, and it was in general play. I mean, I think it was a pretty, maybe a careless sort of action, but I think it's one that would probably get a fine at best.
Okay, now we could see Sam Mitchell striking Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, look, I think that's just a silly one, isn't it? I mean, one that there wasn't much in it. It seemed to be a real fend-off as much as anything else as he's running past him, but I think he may cop a fine for that one.
So no suspension so far, just fines. And Todd Goldstein?
I don't think so.
On Hayden Ballantyne.
Yeah, that was one where it was the only vision was that down the ground to the goal vision, if you like, and it seemed to be a block. I couldn't tell from what I saw, KB, whether he got him high, and I suppose that's the danger that he's in. If he has got him high, he's obviously, you know, apart from Sandland's the tallest bloke on the ground, making contact with one of the smaller guys. So, you know, it's pretty easy to get the guys high in those circumstances. So I think it'll come down to that.
Nick, always great to catch up, and we'll speak next week.